Throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs and in the Stanley Cup final, the St. Louis Blues have been at their best when they're even, when they're playing 5-on-5. The Blues, the most goals in the Stanley Cup playoffs, 5-on-5, 49 of them, while giving up 37, a +12 advantage. 38 goals while giving up 31 5-on-5 for the Boston Bruins. Blues head coach Craig Berube pointed out after Game 3, a loss at home on Saturday to the Bruins, where the Blues were penalized 7 times and Boston was 4-for-4 on the power play, that his team had been the least penalized team in the postseason until the final.
We're the least penalized team in the league in the first 3 rounds, and now all of a sudden we've taken 14 penalties in one series, so I don't know. I don't buy into all that, to be honest with you. I think that we can definitely be more composed after the whistle. I think we've let, you know, some frustration get in there where we're maybe do too much after the whistle. So we'll clean that up for sure. But like I said, we're the least penalized team in the league coming into this series. So, I don't agree with all the calls.
And in fact, they had been. The Blues have been penalized 20 times in 4 games against Boston, 17 times in games 1, 2, and 3. In games 1 and 2, Boston had 5 power plays, and the Blues, on the road, were able to kill 4 of 5 in each game, a loss in game 1 and a win in game 2 in overtime. In game 3, the Bruins' power play attacked. 7 Blues penalties led to 4 Boston power plays. The Bruins scored 4 times, scoring on the first shot in each of their man advantage situations, and needing just 2 minutes and 6 seconds, 126 total seconds combined of power play time to net the 4 goals. Prior to the Stanley Cup final, the Blues penalized just 55 times in 19 games. The team that had been penalized second fewest per game, the Boston Bruins. So what role could special teams play for the rest of this series? Well, let's take a look at the numbers. Over the last 10 years, the team that has won the Stanley Cup, on average, throughout the postseason, has posted a penalty kill with a success rate of 84.09% and a power play with a success rate of 19.33%. Right now, the Boston Bruins are posting eye-popping numbers, a penalty kill that is successful 87.5% of the time. Compared to the last 10 Stanley Cup champions, that 87.5% rate throughout the playoffs is third, only to the Chicago Blackhawks' 90.8% when they beat, that's right, the Bruins in 2013 and the LA Kings' 92.1% the year prior. And their own advantage on the power play cashes in at a rate of 34.8%. The Blues, meanwhile, are killing 73.7% of their penalties and scoring on the power play just 17.3% of the time. Zdeno Chara was struck with a puck in the face in the Game 4 loss to the Blues at Enterprise Center, and his status remains up in the air. No official comment from the club, but there are reports from media outlets in and around the Bruins that Chara may have suffered a broken jaw and could miss the rest of the series. What impact could that have on special teams? Well, a lot. Chara, who is now north of 40 years old and perhaps is not the player that he was a decade ago, or when the Boston Bruins won their last Stanley Cup, is still a factor on the penalty kill, logging 189 minutes of shorthanded time on the ice this season for Boston, second only to defenseman Carlo, but easily the most per game of any Bruin. Chara was second on the Bruins in total blocked shots this year, and he led the team shorthanded in both hits and blocked shots. His partner is Charlie McAvoy, who has been one of the most effective defensemen for the Bruins throughout the postseason. If Chara is sidelined and unable to play the rest of this series, that makes a trio of talented Bruins defenders who will be unavailable for head coach Bruce Cassidy, as Matt Greslick and Kevin Miller are also on the shelf. On Tuesday, Cassidy discussed the possibility of dressing 7 defensemen, which could mean that a forward, perhaps David Backes, could be on the sideline watching from the press box. Cassidy also mentioned the possibility of starting one of the Black Aces, a Providence Bruin who has not seen playoff time. In any event, Chara's absence could mean more success for the Blues on the power play, dragging their 17.3% success rate up closer to the average of 19.33% of the past 10 Stanley Cup winners. And if the Blues continue to play like they did in Game 4's win, that could mean less penalties and fewer minutes to chase Boston's electric and dangerous power play around the ice. In my opinion, the Blues have been the better team 5-on-5 in this series. If they can continue to be so and can continue to be so early, that could lead to good things. Because the team that's best early is often having the most success throughout the postseason. The Blues are 8-1 when leading after two periods. The Bruins, 12-0 these Stanley Cup playoffs. Game 5 is Thursday night in Boston. And one thing's for certain that no numbers can dispel, the Stanley Cup will be in the building at Enterprise Center on Sunday night for Game 6. For ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, I'm Chris Rabie.